This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. Hey, listeners, host Matthew here. We have a live show coming up in Seattle on Sunday, November 6th, and it's at Barboza on Capitol Hill. It's a great venue, and it is also an awesome lineup. We have hilarious stand-up comedian Alicia Sanchez. We have hilarious podcast Sexual Awaken Baking, and for some reason, also us. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly/smbarboza. That's bit.ly/smbarboza. This episode is brought to you by Kensington Publishing and Christmas Caramel Murder by Joanne Fluke. Joanne Fluke, New York Times bestselling author known as the Queen of Culinary Suspense, cooks up the most delicious Christmas gift of all, a recipe-filled holiday mystery from her Hannah Swenson series, now a Hallmark Movies and Mysteries original TV movie franchise. When a naughty Mrs. Claus turns up dead before Lake Eden's annual production of A Christmas Carol, the suspects start piling up faster than snowdrifts in a blizzard. And can I just tell you how much I love the phrase, a naughty Mrs. Claus? There can never be too many of those. Can Hannah catch the merry murderer in time? Includes 12 original recipes. Christmas Caramel Murder by Joanne Fluke is now available everywhere books are sold. Visit kensingtonbooks.com or joannefluke.com for more info. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and woo, yeehaw!
Today's show is all about kind of a, like, I would say a true American spice. Like, Americans love this spice. This is cinnamon. Today we're talking about cinnamon.
Oh, man. American spice. I don't know if that sounds like a strip club or like a Black Crowes album or...
Black Crowes album. Did you know I saw the Black Crowes live when I was 14?
Oh, that's awesome. The Black Crowes are great.
Weirdly enough, it was the same year I saw Alice in Chains live.
Nice.
Isn't that like a random combination of shows?
I don't know, because I think those bands were popular at just about the same time.
You know what was a great song? Remedy.
Oh,
that was a
absolutely
really good song.
Oh, and I loved She Talks to Angels. And basically that whole first
she
Black
never
Crowes...
mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, God. That album is just like top to bottom hits.
It is so good. Wow. Okay, well.
Yeah, you know,
Here's our Black Crowes tribute show.
Yeah, we're going to pick a different band every week and talk about them instead of the American spice that we were supposed to be talking about, which is cinnamon.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not really American. I mean, I don't think cinnamon is
American
grown in America.
All.
But we've done such amazing things with it.
Well, and I feel like, I remember when I was living with this host family in France, my host mother used to make applesauce often.
Sure.
And I remember her saying something to me like, she knows that Americans put cinnamon in their applesauce, but she doesn't like that. She would always put vanilla in.
Oh, is it because it masks the true apple flavor?
Maybe, but I just think of cinnamon, like cinnamon and apple, cinnamon rolls, these things that are like very American in terms of American desserts.
Oh, yeah, cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast.
Which we're definitely going to make today on the
now
show.
Now I'm getting really hungry.
Well, we're going to make cinnamon toast.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
Okay, so there are... I don't know a lot about this. I want to bring
neither.
This up, even though I'm going to quickly fall into a hole from which I can never climb out. I know there are different types of cinnamon, and you know that In particular, there's cassia cinnamon, C-A-S-S-I-A, which I think is pronounced cassia, but it might be cassia.
I always figured it was cassia.
Okay, let's call it Casio keyboard cinnamon.
Great. Okay, cool.
And,
or we could call it Cassius Clay.
Right, cinnamon. And then there's like true cinnamon, like Ceylon, Sri Lankan cinnamon.
And there's like Saigon cinnamon.
Yeah, which is cassia cinnamon.
I'm so confused. Okay, so tell me about this. So there's cassia cinnamon, and then there is Sri Lankan cinnamon?
So here's what I learned. So and every once in a while, like a tiresome food person will tell you, well, cassia cinnamon is not actually real cinnamon. It's we call it cinnamon, but we're incorrect. Here's what I learned when I Wikipedia'd into this. There are several different species of cinnamon trees that you can like scrape the bark off of, and it tastes like cinnamon. The Sri Lankan cinnamon is one of them. The cassia tree is another one of them. There are a few others that are used in some places. Get over it.
Cool. Okay, so these are names of trees. So a tree, there is a tree called the Sri Lankan cinnamon tree?
I think so. Or, I mean, I don't think that's the Latin name, like Cinnamomus Sri Lankanus. I don't think so. It's probably called the American spice tree.
I remember years ago going to World Spice down at Pike Place Market. This was before we had like Penzies in town or anything like that.
I remember a few years ago going to see Spice World starring the Spice Girls.
Anyway.
Pretty much the same.
Anyway, I remember having or what they called like Saigon cinnamon there, which you're saying is cassia.
Yes, and that's also what we have here on the table.
And it was so fragrant and delicious. I kind of wonder if I've ever even smelled like Sri Lankan cinnamon.
It's uncommon. You can order it like from Penzies. I bet they do sell it at World Spice because they have a amazing array of spices to choose from.
Right.
Like your grains of paradise, your long pepper, that sort of thing.
Your tonka beans.
Exactly. What's that?
Oh, a tonka bean? It kind of smells like vanilla. I think it is like toxic or poisonous in a certain amount, or if you use
I think most beans are. If you do it
That's
wrong.
That's true. If you do it wrong.
Yeah, so don't do it wrong. Do it right,
oh,
beans.
God, this smells so good.
And that's old. That's like over a year old, has been sitting around.
This just makes me want Christmas to come sooner.
Well, it's almost here. By the time people listen to this, there will be Christmas decorations at their supermarket.
Cinnamon is just, it is so evocative. I mean, I think a lot of warm spices are, in particular.
Yeah, it makes me think
of the fragrance,
of that
I guess.
Black Crowes album.
No, but I mean, I guess it is not a new observation that smell is strongly connected to memory. But I think that, cinnamon just, let's go down memory lane.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you said that, I was trying to think, like, what smell would really take me back somewhere? This has nothing to do with cinnamon. When I first moved to Seattle in 96, I was working at the University of Washington, and I got really, really into Trader Joe's frozen microwavable Kung Pao chicken.
Okay.
And it had a very particular smell to it as you microwaved it. And you microwaved for kind of a long time, and so like it would make the whole lunchroom smell like Kung Pao chicken. I would bring it to work at the University of Washington.
And did people love you or hate you for this?
I think they were too polite to express their hate.
Ah.
And they discontinued this product many years ago. I'm sure if it ever came back, I would like take one whiff and like, oh, I'm back at the experimental education unit, getting experimented on educationally.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's my cinnamon memory lane. No, seriously, I remember my mother introducing me to cinnamon toast. I don't remember how old I was. Or where, but the answer is like in the kitchen. I was skeptical because I didn't like butter spread on things. Mm. And to this day, when I make cinnamon toast, I melt the butter. We'll get into this, I'm sure.
Mm.
Cinnamon toast, it turned out, was very good.
Surprisingly, right?
Yeah.
Cinnamon and sugar. Who knew? Okay, so I feel like when I really start to go down cinnamon memory lane, like I may not reemerge. I mean, this is like the whole of cassia versus Sri Lankan cinnamon that you just went into. I'm going to join you in that hole.
Oh, wait, that's right. I forgot. I was going to say I would lean over the edge of the hole and pull you out like in an action movie, but I forgot I'm still in the hole.
Yeah, you're in your own hole. I'm going down my own.
Can I give you a boost?
Down another hole.
When was the last time? I'm sorry I keep interrupting. I'm not sorry. When was the last time you gave someone a boost by interlacing your fingers and letting them step into your hand, or vice versa, someone gave you a boost?
I used to ride horses as a kid, and so I would shut up. So I would frequently get a boost. However, it never happened that way. I didn't step into someone's hand. What would generally happen is you would bend one knee and someone would sort of hold on to like your shin, kind of on the bent leg.
I am not visualizing this at all.
And kind of you would jump up in the air, and they would you were standing like this, Matthew.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay.
Someone would like hold on here and you would jump up and they would help push you.
Got it. Oh, okay.
While you were getting onto a horse.
Oh, I was thinking the person bending their leg was giving the boost. No. And I'm like, but your leg is like close to the ground. How is this going to help?
No.
Okay, I see. No. So they're like holding your leg and using it to fling you.
I never called it a boost. We called it a leg up. Do you need a leg up?
I have never, ever heard that expression used non-metaphorically.
I wonder if it's mostly like a horseman's kind of thing. Do you need a leg up? Because the whole idea is you're being hoisted up and you're going to throw the leg that your partner is not holding. You're going to throw it over the horse. Yeah.
Oh, this is cool. Wow, a leg up is a real thing.
It's really a thing. Do you need a leg up?
I've never been near a horse. We always called it a boost, and now you're making me wonder, why were we always getting boosted? What for what?
Yeah, what were you getting boosted for?
Like, maybe we were climbing over a fence to commit some kind of
probably
mischief.
You know, it must have been very confusing when Jamba Juice came on the scene and you could get a boost added to your smoothie.
That's right. I kept waiting for them to interlace their fingers and I would jump over the counter and put my foot on the employees. And I got kicked out of... Eventually, I just got banned from Jamba Juice.
It wasn't a big loss. It's okay. Sorry, Jamba Juice.
Okay, so I interrupted your cinnamon memory lane.
Yeah, okay.
So for real now.
Here are some things I remember. My grandmother, who I called Nanny... Nanny had a little ceramic bell-shaped shaker for cinnamon toast, and it said cinnamon sugar on the outside of it, and it had like a cork at the bottom. It was like really like old school ceramic shaker. Anyway, I have it now. She has passed away, and I forgot that it was up in the cabinet. Now I'm thinking I need to fill it with cinnamon sugar and use it frequently.
Yeah, I think there was a brief phase in my house where we were really into cinnamon toast and had like a Tupperware full of cinnamon sugar that was on the shelf and being used regularly, but we're gonna have to mix some up today.
That is the way to live.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, also my friend Jennifer always had these food products in her house that I was not allowed to have.
Sure.
Like cinnamon toast crunch cereal, yep. Yogurt covered pretzels, all that kind of stuff. And as you probably heard on a long ago cereal episode, I used to go to her house.
You mean an episode of the podcast Cereal? Right?
Of course. That's exactly what I mean. I'm talking about Adnan Syed now. No, I would go over to Jennifer's house and would raid her cabinet in the kitchen and eat her cinnamon toast crunch.
Absolutely.
What other things? You know, I was not a snickerdoodle kind of kid. And you know what? I think another one of my strong childhood associations with cinnamon is that my mother... I remember at a young age learning that my mother loves cinnamon rolls.
Okay.
And
are there people who don't love cinnamon rolls?
I don't think there are. Okay. But I remember thinking of this as like a thing about my mom, that my,
sure.
like my mom loves cinnamon rolls. Anyway,
yeah, my mom loves Oxygen.
Weird.
The TV network.
Anyway. So those are my childhood associations with cinnamon. I have to say, can I talk about some cinnamon pet peeves now?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to interrupt you with some questions, but go ahead.
Why did people ever start dusting cinnamon onto the top of like a cappuccino? Cinnamon, this is not the, no.
Okay.
This is not correct.
Generally, I agree. There used to be this place across the street from the Seattle Art Museum, right near the Hammering Man, that was like, billed itself as like a real Italian-style espresso place, and they specialized in cappuccinos. And I believe they were dusted with a little cinnamon, and they were great. In general, though, I think you're right.
It seems somehow very un-Italian and very American.
I've never been to Italy. I've never been near a horse. I never lived.
That's true. That's true.
Do you think cinnamon would be a good name for a horse?
I think so. And I think
too.
There have been a lot of horses in the history of horses
yeah.
who have been named Cinnamon or Cinnabar. Cinnabar is also kind of a common like Western horse name.
Is that like a color or what
is
Cinnabar?
I'm not sure
mean?
What Cinnabar is. Maybe one of our listeners slash readers, as I like to call them, would like to weigh in and tell us what Cinnabar means.
I'm not a betting man, but if I were, I would bet on a horse named Cinnabar or Cinnamon or Cinnamon Stick or Cinna from The Hunger Games.
Cinna. I don't remember Cinna from The Hunger Games.
He was Lenny Kravitz, who did the costumes.
Ah, okay, cool. Cool. Okay.
Hey. I'd bet on a horse named Lenny Kravitz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Hold on. Speaking of my grandmother.
Yes.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, Lenny.
So after my grandmother died, I came into possession of her recipe box. And in it, I found something that she called cinnamon toast. And I wrote about it on my blog. You can find it on the blog. What she would do is she would take a white bread, like Pepperidge Farm white bread, like a kind of dense white bread, white sandwich bread.
Sure.
She would melt a bunch of butter in like a pie plate and you would dredge the like a triangle of white bread in it and okay. then dredge it in cinnamon sugar. And then you would bake it until it was like dry
wow.
and crispy like biscotti.
Like a rusk.
Yes, like a rusk. Anyway, when I made it, after finding this recipe, I made it and then I wrote about it. I wound up just sort of brushing the bread with butter. And that was plenty buttery, and it was so delicious, and it keeps for a long time. I remember keeping, like, you know, in one of those, like, metal cookie tins for, like, 2 weeks on my counter, eating these delicious, crunchy, like, biscotti, crunchy cinnamon toast.
So, like, kind of a homemade Melba toast, kind of, which I guess is a rusk.
Yes, but not that thin. I didn't use the thin Pepperidge Farm. I used the regular thickness.
That's
so good.
Maybe
we'll
should
link
do
to
that.
It. We'll link to it.
I'm going to do it. I mean, whether today or a day soon in the future.
It is awesome. It is so good, especially because it's more buttery than the average piece of cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
And
the average piece of cinnamon toast is pretty buttery.
Yeah.
I mean, the average piece is probably a 7.
I would say this is maybe at least an 8.5 or a 9. But yeah, so after you finish chewing and you get all this cinnamon flavor, then you're left with this wonderful like toasted bread butter flavor that just hangs out in your mouth and it's so good.
I saw the coolest thing the other day. I was on a bus back from Tacoma to Seattle, and on the freeway there was a Dairy Gold butter truck, and the side of the semi truck was painted butter colored and decorated to look like a stick of butter with like the tablespoon markings on it.
Mm,
it was so great. It was
so
a big
good.
Stick of butter rolling down the freeway.
That's so great.
Yeah, it could be used to make the world's largest piece of cinnamon toast, except it's not real butter. I mean, it was
kind
probably
of,
full
kind
of real
like
butter.
Like the book, The Giant Jam Sandwich.
Yes.
God, they should have made like a giant piece of gooey cinnamon toast.
Was there a part in that book with like a bunch of wasps?
Yes, that was why
That's
they made
terrifying.
The giant jam sandwich.
Oh, okay.
To trap the wasps, as I recall. So they spread this bread with a lot of jam. The wasps went into it and got stuck. And then with a helicopter, they dropped a second piece of bread onto it and trapped the wasps.
And then they ate it?
No, then they...
That seems wasteful.
I think they put it into the ocean or something, which
okay.
also seems problematic.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like fish in the sea should be eating that much bread and jam.
Well, this book is probably out of print for those reasons and others. What
but
do you
think
would be a funny Lenny Kravitz song for your grandmother to be singing? I can't think of very many Lenny Kravitz songs.
I can't
think
of very many either. Like, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yeah.
What are some other ones?
I Want to Fly Away. I don't know what that song's called, Fly Away. That's the only two Lenny Kravitz songs I can think of.
Cool. I don't
Woo,
think...
Let's abandon this bit.
All okay. right. This episode is brought to you by Spilled Milk. I mean... This episode is actually brought to you by Third Love. Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra. Well, I'm wearing it right now, actually, Matthew.
Yes.
Yes,
oh,
my
you got
eyes
the,
are up here.
What is the color called? Virtuous? No, that wouldn't be it.
Is it called Vivacious?
Vivacious. See, I was
virtuous.
Close. No, it wouldn't be called that.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a black tank top today, and I'm wearing my Third Love bra with it, and the color is called Vivacious. It is like this kind of like
you
raspberry.
Know what color
raspberry pink. You know what it is. I just say vivacious and you're like,
That's
yes,
right.
I know. So anyway, you know, I gotta say, I really like this bra. I like the shape it gives me. It is very comfortable. This is a very lovable bra. And I have some friends. I mean,
yes,
I love this bra. You're gonna love this bra if you know what I mean.
I don't know what the I have some friends part meant.
Oh, I was going to say, I got some friends here on my chest that I carry around in my third love
bra. I see. Okay, no. Those kinds of friends. I get it.
No, what I really meant is that I've got some friends who ordered a third love bra as a result of this ad, and they love it too.
Oh, you mean they went to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk for a free trial, 30 days where they could wash it, wear it, cut off the tags, and if they didn't like it at the end of the 30 days, they could send it back and pay nothing?
It's kind of amazing.
But they didn't send it back, did they?
No, they loved not. It. They did not, actually. So my friends ordered the nude color.
Yes. My wife has one of those. Yeah. My wife, as heard on a previous Third Love ad.
Yes, your wife did a real bang-up job. Mm-hmm. So I've got a black one and a vivacious one. And, I think I've talked about it a lot, but I never get tired of talking about how pretty the straps are. These pleated straps with like gold hardware.
I know, I can see one right now.
I'm so fancy when I wear this bra and I love it.
So if you want to be fancy, go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk and start your free trial today. Oh, I was going to get Pop-Tarts and I forgot. I prepped poorly for this episode.
That's okay.
But,
that's
I've got the cinnamon, I got the sugar, I've got the white bread. What else do you need?
Wait, should we make some and then we can talk about other things?
I think we should do exactly that.
Okay. So, Matthew, let's make some cinnamon sugar. So, do you have like a ratio you use?
I don't. I am the one on the show who's always like weighing stuff and being like Mr. Science.
I know. You even weigh like the ice cream for your milkshake.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
And like, I was hoping listeners had forgotten about that. It's the most unsexy thing I've ever done.
It is so unsexy.
But, on the upside, like, I named two Lenny Kravitz songs, and that was pretty sexy. I could probably sing a Black Crowes song if we had to. We'll probably do that before the show's over.
I think I already kind of did that. Well, I did like the spoken word version.
You did like the slam poetry version of a Black Crowes song, like you used to do.
She never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, she'll tell you. She's an orphan after you meet her family.
Yes. I'm supposed to pick this up. All right. So I usually put the sugar in first and then add cinnamon until I get the color I'm looking for. I don't think I could describe that color like prior to the mixing.
Do you think the color is called cinnabar?
I think the color is called cinnabar or cinnabon.
So the last time I made cinnamon sugar, I had to rely upon like a formula I found online, which I found to not be cinnamony enough.
Why did you have to rely upon
because
that formula?
I didn't know how much to use. And I think like I was very surprised that cinnamon toast is as little or that cinnamon sugar is as little cinnamon as it is.
Well, and I think that is a mistake. I think it should
load her up.
Yeah. I mean, certainly you can overdo it.
Okay. So where do we begin here? Eh?
Yeah. Try that.
Okay, so we're stirring in a little ramekin, little custard cup, I believe.
Yeah, like a Pyrex custard. These Pyrex custard cups have been like the best bowls my entire life.
I've eaten ice cream many times with you out of one of those bowls.
I think this is pretty close.
So this is a color that I would describe as like...
Cinnabar?
Cinnabar, for sure.
It's like a dappled pony, Appaloosa colored... Maybe Lipizzaner.
I was actually
Can I come up with any more horse words?
I was thinking more like a Percheron.
Oh, yes. And?
I was also thinking maybe like a Norwegian Fjord pony. You know what? This is This is the color of a Norwegian Fjord pony.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of this. That's a real thing, a Norwegian Fjord pony?
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Okay, we are going to post a picture of a Norwegian Fjord pony and a picture of the cinnamon sugar we just made.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, Matthew. I'm going to pull this up right now because I need
you to
see a picture of these ponies. This was my sort of like dream horse as a child.
Oh, God. I had so many. I had no dream horses. The Norwegian Fjord pony, is this like a wild pony that you find roaming the fjords?
I guess it's technically a Norwegian Fjord horse. Oh, my God. It is so cute.
Okay. I have a very important question before you show me. In the term Norwegian Fjord horse, does the O in horse have a line through it? Oh, that is so cute. It's got like a weirdly shaped neck.
That's part of that is its mane.
Okay.
Here, let me show you more about how cute they are. Oh my God, they're so cute.
How come it's cute when a horse has a hairy neck, but not cute when I do? Oh, wow. That's so
amazing?
Fluffy.
But I would say that, some of these are roughly the color of your cinnamon sugar.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, right?
It's a beautiful horse.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to abandon the show at this point and just keep looking at pictures of these horses.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so it says on your phone 1,000-plus images of Norwegian. We're going to post 1,000-plus images of Norwegian Fjord horses.
And you know what? We're going to find one that is exactly the color of Matthew's cinnamon sugar, yep. So you can really understand.
There's probably a way to do a restricted Google image search where you put in a picture, cinnamon sugar, and it gives you only the horses
that match
it. This is going to
be the last one, but look at how cool their manes are.
It's got its hair over its eyes. Because
it's so cute.
Like Ally Sheedy in The Breakfast Club. So, yeah.
Okay. Norwegian Fjord cinnamon sugar.
I mean,
sugar.
I had a big crush on Ally Sheedy when I was a kid after seeing War Games, and now I have a big crush on that horse that looks like her. So things have really come full circle for me. I thought this was supposed to be the American Spice episode, and now we're just talking about Norway. Okay, so we've made the cinnamon sugar.
Can we make
we're
cinnamon
22
toast
minutes
now?
Into the show, and we just finished making the cinnamon sugar. I'm going to go toast. I already melted the butter.
Okay.
I'm going to go toast the toast, and we'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I can already tell this is going to be great.
Okay, I'm going to brush on the butter.
So is this like Wonder Bread or something? Or like-
yeah, it's the Franz Big Loaf.
Yeah, okay. So this is beautifully thick white bread that is toasted so perfectly. You got a real fine toaster over there.
I don't think it was the toaster. I mean, how do you feel when people say, like, I love your photos, you must have a really good camera?
You're such an asshole.
I know.
Okay.
It's my favorite Black Crow song. She talks to assholes. How am I doing on butter?
I think you're doing well.
Okay. Should we sprinkle?
Sure.
All right, let's sprinkle.
Will you sprinkle?
Yeah.
What are other Black Crow songs? Remedy. Hard to Handle.
Twice as Hard.
Oh, yes.
I'm forgetting the name of my favorite one, but we're going to look it up at some point.
Yes.
Now, okay, let me pause here and ask you a question. So when you first start to sprinkle cinnamon sugar onto a piece of buttered toast.
Hey, wait, don't stop sprinkling because the bread is cooling down and this piece is going to be inferior if the cinnamon sugar doesn't hit it while it's hot.
You're right.
That must be a Black Crow song.
Hit it while it's hot. Yes. I guess you should overdo it and then shake off the excess, right?
You really are overdoing it.
Well, I don't want to underdo it.
I'm going to shake it all the way out to the edges.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, you know what?
I might be good with a little salt.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
I wonder if you should like mix in a generous pinch of kosher salt with your cinnamon sugar.
Or use salted butter. Oh, that was a lot of cinnamon sugar, but
it's
great.
Did you say might could use a pinch of salt?
Maybe.
That is very like advanced colloquial English.
Well, it's like Cockney. I might could use a pinch of salt, governor.
Okay, and so wait a minute.
It's like you were transported back to your youth in a part of London where they talk like that. The East End?
Wait a minute. We haven't even talked about savory uses of cinnamon. Should we just stop this episode now?
And have it just be the cinnamon toast episode? Well, I think we should do a separate episode on cinnamon rolls where I will make some homemade cinnamon rolls. Well, I mean, you know, cinnamon is a frequent ingredient in curry powders, where I never want cinnamon to dominate in a savory context. But
is it in garam masala?
I think it often is. I think maybe it always is.
You know, my my main association of cinnamon in savory food is, so I grew up with my parents having these friends, the Shadids. It was a Lebanese family. And Pam Shadid...
Oh. Is that when you first got mixed up with Lebanese gangs?
Yeah, that was the first Lebanese street gang I was in. Yeah, what episode were the Lebanese street gangs?
I have
hummus.
No idea. Okay,
hummus,
of course.
Maybe? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, Pam Shadid used to make this chicken dish that was chicken with rice and lots of onion and some cinnamon. And it was so comforting and so delicious. And I imagine it's the kind of thing that lots of, sort of grandmother cooking across the Middle East involves.
Yeah, definitely the aroma of cinnamon cooking with onions and butter is a really nice thing. Okay, one more thing. Have you ever taken the cinnamon challenge, which we're not going to do because it's dangerous and stupid?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was those videos that people were watching a few years ago where you like put a tablespoon of cinnamon in your mouth and then you die.
like the ALS challenge last year.
It was just like that, except this wasn't for charity. It was just to be an idiot.
And why do you make? Why does it make you die?
Oh, because like it just overwhelms your olfactory and taste bud system.
I think it might make me vomit.
I think that was a frequent result.
No, I'm not going to do that. People are so weird. Why do they do? Why do we do things like this?
Well, it was probably started by teenage boys.
I mean, is it not hard enough to just live on a daily basis with like a political system like we have right now?
Yeah, and knowing that Norwegian fjord horses are out there and I don't have one and can't even, there isn't even probably a place I can go and stroke one.
The only thing that is present in my daily life that has a mane like that is Donald Trump. This is tragic.
That's not good.
This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra might be the most comfortable bra you'll ever own.
It's made out of super soft memory foam. It makes you look good. It feels good. What is not to love?
And you can get a 30-day free trial by going to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. If you love it, keep it and they'll charge your card. If you don't, send it back and they'll charge you nada.
Woohoo! So start your free trial now at thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com. We'll post a picture of some cinnamon sugar next to a picture of a Norwegian fjord horse. Mm-hmm. And how do you think you say horse in Norwegian? I'm going to say it's horse.
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 That's probably right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you like my little flip of the tongue?
I did. Yeah. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can tell us about your favorite cinnamon thing that we didn't talk about, which is 99% of things made with cinnamon, or just your favorite Black Crow song. I still haven't looked up the one that's my favorite.
Oh, you know what? Apple Crisp. That needs
that's
cinnamon.
That's not a Black Crow song.
That,
oh,
that
yeah.
That needs cinnamon.
Well, and that's
baked,
I mean,
apples. Apple pie.
Right. To go back to this apple thing, I think that's part of where like applesauce with cinnamon gets its bad reputation in France, I think, because it is true that kind of cinnamon is more the flavor of apple pie than apples are.
Yeah.
And that's why that Ritz cracker apple pie thing sort of works.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
And, I think we actually have, like, a convenient, easy-to-remember iTunes URL. I'll look it up at some point. It could be, like, itunes.com/spilledmilkpodcast. I'm not joking. I'm serious.
Whoa. Are you serious?
I'm not sure if that's it, but I think there's something like that.
So you've got a little bit of cinnamon sugar on the tip of your nose.
I'm sure I do.
It's kind of more, like, down the tip of your nose. There you go. You got it. You got it. Yeah.
And until next time, we will see you out on the fjords.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Heyo.
Well, I didn't know we were doing that now.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.